This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. We are talking about success. I'm so glad you're here. KJRadio.com is where you can find the show 24/7 on demand. And we encourage your calls, 844-551-8255. So anyway, glad to be here with you. As I said, success. And we've been trained on success. We understand it. We know how to do it. I'm going to talk about it in with respect to how the left looks at success. They don't like it. When you, as Booker T would say, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, they don't like that. They only like success when they have given it to you, when they can take credit for it. See, I'm happy to tell you there are people who've impacted my life that have made me successful, because nobody can get there by themselves. You know the old saying, if you see a turtle on a fence post, he didn't get there by himself. But there isn't some farmer coming along going, yeah, I put that turtle on that fence post. Yeah, I put that turtle on that fence post. You've got to do things on your own. If I'm a turtle on a fence post, somebody picked me up and put me there. But if I'm struggling to get up that mountain, and every now and then somebody, you know, carves out a platform so I can rest before I begin my climb again, I'm doing the heavy lifting. I'm doing the work. Sure, you can come along and say, I help, Kevin. I've got many friends, many supporters, many philanthropists, benefactors who've helped me. But I will tell you this, not a single one of them can take responsibility for my success. Not one. They can't even collectively take responsibility for my success. Because let me tell you something. If you've got kids, you know what I'm about to tell you. If you send your kid to the best trainers, he's a great athlete, and you send him to the best trainers, etc., and he doesn't want to do the work, he or she is not going to be a success. Period. There is no shortcut. You can have gifts, but that doesn't mean a thing. I have a friend right now. His name is Carl. He is one of the best artists, multimedia artists on the planet. This dude has work in the Smithsonian, and he is the laziest cat I've ever met. If I had a fraction of the artistic talent of Carl, I would be the Picasso of the modern era. This guy is good. When I tell you he's good, I'm telling you, artists all over the world know who I'm talking about. They know this guy. But I, when we were hanging out, I would be like, Carl, why aren't you working? Oh, dude, I'm tired. I went out. You know, I was doing it. It's always an excuse. And the only time he worked was when he needed money. He would say, yeah, man, I got to do a quick exhibition. I got to pay these bills. And I was like, wow. Couldn't believe it. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about right now. I want to talk about the lecherous Democrats. Because that's what they are. See, we've just learned that a Corinne Brown, Democrat representative, was sentenced to 5 years in prison after her conviction in a federal fraud case back on May 18th. In the case, prosecutors proved that Corinne Brown used a charity to enrich herself. I'm stopping right there. The sentence is exactly what prosecutor Tyson Duva asked for, according to Action News. The 18 counts that Brown was found guilty of included wire fraud, tax evasion, and other crimes stemming from her theft from a Virginia-based charitable foundation. She was found guilty on 7 counts of wire fraud, 5 counts of mail fraud, 1 count of scheming to conceal material facts, 3 tax fraud charges, and 1 count of obstructing IRS laws. And let me tell you what Corinne Brown did. I don't know the details of what she did, but here's what I will tell you. If you are black, you don't get away with what Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation gets away with. Now, the NAACP should be outraged, because I'm going to tell you, I don't even know what this lady did. It is not a fraction of the infractions that Hillary Clinton and her family did. These people traveled on foundation money. They paid for weddings. They pay for vacations. They pay for you name it. They put it under the guise of helping other people, and they did nothing. A fraction of that money went to help. That you don't become worth $150, $200 million through a charitable corporation, period. Oh, we're helping all these people. They hired their friends. They covered themselves with friends. They got lobbyists working. And they used your tax dollars through the State Department to set all this crooked stuff up. Yet, who goes to prison? Black chick goes to prison. Black people and Republicans, that's who goes to prison. Not rich, white, leftist, progressive, Democrat thieves and scoundrels. This is a travesty. We've witnessed it time and time again. If you are under the protective umbrella of the Democrats, you can get away with murder. There are a lot of people. At some point, I don't know who will do it, but there'll be a movie or something made, and it'll tell you all about the Clintons. It'll tell you all about the Obamas. We'll peel back the onion of this government, and you'll see it stinks. What have we witnessed? We've watched the FBI cover up for Hillary Clinton. Do you think Corinne Brown right now is saying, I wish I had me a James Comey? Yeah, girlfriend, you needed you a James Comey because she's going to prison. Hillary Clinton has lied to the FBI. She's lied to the American public. Think about, you know, it's funny when you look at the Clintons. Remember when Hillary Clinton and Bill were fighting against the vast right wing conspiracy, and they were on TV talking about their marriage and, you know, all these bimbos that were erupting and all these liars, and Hillary Clinton didn't believe the women at first and quite frankly sicked her own people on them. And where are we? We find out Bill Clinton lied through his teeth. Hillary Clinton was covering it up to pretend that she did not know that what Bill Clinton was is. I mean, you'd have to suspend so much belief, you might as well be watching Star Wars, right? But she's a squeaky clean in all this. So she's a vowed liar. You know it. And then today, they go, oh, how could she possibly be lying? She's a liar. She lied to the FBI. She lied to the American people. She claims we're after her. We're not after her. We're after the crooked nature of her. And, I mean, we had no agenda against her. This is my point. All we want is the truth. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Back in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
I don't pay much attention to his tweets. I'll say this for you. He's been one of the best presidents I've served under. And the reason he is he's not afraid to make decisions. He's not afraid to take on the big mouse around here.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The reason why I find Orrin Hatch's comments about President Trump interesting is because Orrin Hatch is a rhino, and he's been around a long time, and he's also sort of on his way out. You know, he there's no dog in the fight anymore because I don't think there's a whole lot of fight left in the dog. And now you're noticing how he's sort of changing his language. Did you see at the end of that, he's like, what did he call him? You know, he had a name for all the bucket heads. What did he say?
The big mouse around here.
Yeah, the big mouse around here. Good grab, man. Pretty quick. Anyway, just the fact that he's talking like that, that's a hint. I know it doesn't seem that way. That is success. That is the rhino Republican establishment turning around, taking note, trying to understand what is it that's going on here with Donald Trump. This guy can't lose. Yeah, I said it. Remember during the debates and during the primary, and I was one of them. Donald Trump would come out of a debate, and I was like, man, he lost that one. And then the polls would come out, and Donald Trump is at 21%. He was number one. And you're like, scratching your head going, that he didn't win that debate. You know, because remember he had all the mannerisms. He would be like, whatever. Yeah. Shaking his head, interrupting, whatever. It was a litany in what not to do in a debate. Wasn't it? Was it not? Come on. Come on. Give it to me. That's right. Strange, Kevin. Good job. Yeah. So he would get through the debate and I'd go, he lost. The majority of the politicos were like, he lost. Now, you may not be one. I wasn't completely built on substance. It wasn't like, wow, so Lindsey Graham really sounded good during the debate, so but he'll be the perfect person. I wasn't basing it totally on that. In fact, I had Trump, I think I had him number three most of the time. He was like the third. And he would bump between two and three, depending upon who's. But I always thought Cruz was probably the better candidate in terms of, you know, political savvy, knowing what to do, et cetera. And I still contend that on paper, Cruz was the better candidate. But I do understand the theatrics of it all. And certainly in retrospect, now that I have, you know, the body of work that Trump has done, I'm going, there was no choice. Donald Trump was a solid number one. Ted Cruz wouldn't have been a fraction as effective as Donald Trump. And quite frankly, neither would anybody else. But the point was, we thought he lost. And he's winning. So why is this shift? Why are we watching these things happen? Why is it that, you know, Schumer and Pelosi have changed their mind on Donald Trump and now they want to have a meeting? Why is it that suddenly Ryan and McConnell were able to get a tax bill through in much the same way as the Democrats did with Obamacare? Now, in defense of the Democrats, they didn't have a majority of the Senate, and they got it passed. So this should have been a lot easier. But the fact is, they finally got it through. Why suddenly do we have this turnaround? Britt Hume tweeted something that effectively said, I was one of the never-Trumpers or anti-Trump guys. I don't know what he said exactly, but it was along those lines. And he says, I got to tell you, I'm pretty impressed. Now, I'm paraphrasing, but that's what he said. I know one of my buddies up in Colorado was a former senator, and he has been writing op-ed pieces for the last year saying, I got to tell you, I was a never-Trumper, and I am on the Trump train. And when John Andrews jumps on the Trump train, you're going, really? Yes. I mean, you may not know who he is, but he's a bigwig in Colorado politics. He was an anti-Trump guy. And he wrote, this is one of the most polished dudes on the planet. And he wrote a piece saying, I screwed up. My own brother, who told me first time I will not vote Republican, and he didn't vote at all, I'm just saying, because he wouldn't vote Democrat. First time I'm not going to vote since I've been able to vote, and he did not vote for Donald Trump. And so he calls me, I don't know, a couple months, 3 months later, and goes, dude, I made a mistake. I talked to him 3 days ago. He says to me, man, this guy is good. I mean, this is the guy that got me, made me a free thinker, made me an independent thinker, and he's going, this guy's good. So that's what we're seeing. And it doesn't matter what the left tries. They're going to try all kinds of tricks. Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter what they do. Donald Trump is not guilty. He has one agenda. It is to move this country forward. If you look at his policy decisions, holy cow, I don't know how much you're into this type of stuff. It's kind of nerdy. It's wonkish. But talk about really forward thinking. I mean, things that Barack Obama, you could give him 50 lifetimes and he'd never come up with. And as I've said to you guys, the left are afraid of Donald Trump. I'm going to explain that in a little bit more detail in a bit. They're afraid of him. And they better be. They got to be. So I want to go back through, and I don't know when we'll do this, but there are a lot of Never Trumpers, and I want to get some of them to contact us. Go to kjradio.com, send us a note, or call the show, 844-551-8255. And if you were a Never Trumper, let me know. Or anti-Trump, or, you know, just a naysayer of any type. Where are you then and now? I'm curious. Where are you then and now? Because I can't imagine, even with all the negative things. In fact, I think the negative things endear people more to Trump, because if you were a Never Trumper and you were concerned about, you know, him pushing the button in Russia or whatever, or not being able to live up to what he said, whatever. And then you get to watch a year in review and you go, you know what, this guy's good. But then you think about all the negative things that were said about him over the year as he continued to perform. And you ask yourself, what did they lie to me about? If they're lying to me now, what were they lying to me about then? So I'm curious. I want to know from, look, I'm not saying you had to hate the guy, but if you weren't in his camp, where do you stand now? If you didn't vote for him, that may make it simple. I'm not talking about in the election, but even better if you didn't vote for him in the election. Where do you stand now? 844-551-8255. I'm very curious, because I'm telling you, I believe Donald Trump, I feel like I do the same thing. I make people who don't understand how to think in the mindset of a winner do exactly that. I think Donald Trump has made America think differently about our circumstances. We no longer apologize for who we are, and we celebrate who we are, which is what we should have been doing in the first place. So I'm anxious. Let me know.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure.
sure, Mrs. Anderson? Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. Lots to talk about. The theme of our show today is success. I like that you are successful people. You are successful in life. You are successful in love. Raising kids doesn't mean you've done it all great, but you know how to seek it out. You seek it out like a heat-seeking missile, and you end up being successful. You want to know why? Because you have a positive outlook on life. That's what conservatism is all about. It says, you know what, if I get dumped in a thing of horse poop, I'm going to wake up out of there looking for a pony. Because that's what you think. There's no such thing as negative for you. You are always looking for the sunny side of life. And I love you for that. America loves you for that. Because we have the other side of it. The side of it that wants you to be pessimistic. They want you to be apocalyptic about everything that's happening in the world today. The Democrats cry Armageddon on the tax bill, but they've done it before. Here's a short little montage of them. The first guy talks about what if President Trump, you know, Donald Trump makes it to the presidency. And most of the other is them lamenting it after the fact. So listen to some of these and we'll discuss it.
If Trump wins, how about bursting into tears and screaming for the next 45 minutes?
Well, America is crying tonight. I'm not sure how much of America, but a very, very significant portion. And I mean literally crying.
Everybody is crying and so upset. And it is the end of their world.
Feels like the end of the world.
We were on Lifetime last night.
Right.
And I was slowly getting drunk is what happened to me.
How do we explain how this is possible?
How did this happen? Experienced politician versus racist fake gynecologist.
Get your abortions now. Because we're going to be and we're going to have to live with it.
You're awake, by the way. You're not having a terrible, terrible dream. Also, you're not dead and you haven't gone to hell. This is your life now. This is our election now. This is us. This is our country.
This is a different earth today than it was 24 hours ago. It's a different place of... Because it just is different.
The woman who President Obama called the most qualified person ever to run for the White House couldn't break through. The question remains, who can?
Deeper concerns tonight that the world's shining light of democracy has gone dark.
Decency lost last night, and that's what's so hurtful about this.
This was a white lash. This was a white lash against a changing country. It was a white lash against a black president in part. And that's the part where the pain comes.
I kind of push back against the advancement of African Americans, of Hispanics, of women, of Muslim Americans.
It is a mourning moment for those people, and it is a moment filled with fear.
Because I'm on this network and people know my attitudes about things. They come up to me and they're scared, depressed, despair, desperate, even almost clinging to me.
It was a rough night for everybody, yeah. I think. We're worried. The people are worried. You know, okay, he's the president. Now what?
It feels like we're trying to avoid the apocalypse, and half of the country is voting for the asteroid.
Is there a doomsday plan for a time like this? Am I right to ask about a doomsday plan? Do you see this as a doomsday scenario?
So if Donald Trump is democratically elected and your son is serving as a Marine, you wouldn't trust his life under that commander-in-chief? And Kane said, I wouldn't. That's a pretty extraordinary thing to say. If you have a son in the Marine Corps and that you don't trust the commander-in-chief, the people in the military defend the Constitution.
I can't put a happy face on that. And that's my job.
This is the first time throughout this entire race where I'm officially f***ing my pants. I genuinely do not understand how America can be this disorganized or this hateful.
How do you govern when your whole campaign was built on the hatred of somebody else?
From slavery to, you know, Nazism, we have faced challenges before to who we are as a people.
Plus the Supreme Court, who knows where that's going to go. So the only checks and balances we have are us, the View.
Welcome back, everybody. Wow, where do you start, right? Crying. They're going to be crying. You know, end of the world. It's the end of the world. One of the girls, get your abortions now because we're all going to be pooped. You're awake. It's a racial matter. You're awake. Oh, my gosh. You know, it's not a bad dream. And then Chris Matthews, it's a different earth today, a different earth. Donald Trump winning election in the presidency makes it a different earth. Like earth looked up and went, oh, crap, now I got to adjust my jet stream. I got to adjust the tides. You know, what am I going to do? Do I need to slow down the spinning of the core? What? It's a different earth. And then I love this one. This was Martha Raddatz. She says,
how is the most qualified, that somebody that Barack Obama calls the most qualified person ever, if she can't break through, who can?
I mean, think about this. With all we know about Hillary Clinton, this woman, of course, this was early on, but she's like, she was qualified. Why didn't we elect her? Because she was a crook. She's a crook. That's why we didn't elect her. And the more you're learning about that crook, the more you understand why Donald Trump was elected. But I'm looking at all these people. It's doomsday. It's going to end. Could it possibly be? And then they go, well, we want to pass this tax bill. We don't want this tax bill to pass when everything's looking good in the economy. We covered that earlier in the broadcast. I'm not going to redo it, but these people are crazy. They're funny. Wow. Right, before I come back to that, I want to give a tweet. What did this guy say? He said, Democrats screaming about passing a 500-page tax bill at 1 a.m. forgot about the 20,000-page healthcare scam passed in the middle of the night on Christmas Eve, or how they dragged Senator Byrd in on a stretcher through a snowstorm to vote. Do you guys even remember that? That's how they passed Obamacare. They brought a dying man in on a stretcher to vote. I'm just saying. Wow. And they got some nerve. They wrote a 500-page bill at 1 a.m. and they're not even letting anybody see it. That's what Nancy Pelosi said. We can't even see it. Really? So it kind of reminds me of Obamacare, right? And then the next thing they tell you, well, in that plan, it's going to affect some people negatively. There's some negativity going on here. Well, geez. So it has to affect everybody positively, like Obamacare? You know, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan, period. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, period. I said on Fox the other day, I said, if you like your tax plan, you can keep your tax plan, period. If you like your accountant, you can keep your accountant, period. That one you can. I'm just saying, they don't even think about this stuff. Armageddon. His Armageddon happened. They told us if Donald Trump got elected, our economy was going to go to crap. And our economy is looking pretty doggone good, if you ask me. Pretty good. But what else have they said? Oh, you know, the entire world, America has gone dark. One guy in that clip goes, you know, with the election of Donald Trump, decency is gone. Because, you know, Bill Clinton, he was really decent, wasn't he? And now we've learned that George Bush Sr., H.W., well, he's a butt grabber. He was decent, wasn't he? George Bush Jr. was an alcoholic and snorted cocaine. Well, he was good. Donald Trump doesn't even drink or snort coke. But the idea that he was a billionaire playboy at one time, and that tests their sensibilities. Ben Jones comes on. The election of Donald Trump, it was a white lash. It was a white lash. White people would, whatever. And then somebody else, I think it was Chris Matthews, comes on. He says, people are scared, depressed, the despair. They were clinging to me. Clinging to Chris Matthews. Oh, man. And then Colbert comes in and says, you know, how do we avoid the apocalypse? You know, it's like you're voting on the comet, I think is what he said, right? You're voting on the comet. Hey, I tell you what, Colbert, how's that comet looking for you right now? Oh, man, who else? Rachel Maddow. Doomsday plan. Hey, David, should we be talking about a doomsday plan? I mean, is this like really a doomsday scenario? Think about how you felt in 2012. It was one thing to get Obama elected in 2008. That was a foregone conclusion. But after 4 years of watching this guy perform, and we can't beat him in 2012, which, for the record, I'm glad Comey didn't. Not Comey. what's his name? You know, that Mormon white guy, whatever his name is. I'm glad he didn't win. Mitt Romney. Thank you. I'm glad Romney didn't win. And what about the, would you want Trump to be your commander-in-chief as opposed to Barack Obama? The guy who went to get Bergdahl but wouldn't go get a Marine out from Mexico? And then, what's-his-face, Trevor Noah, you know, how can America be disorganized, this hateful? Shut up, South Africa. And then, of course, you always got to get that slavery Nazism thing worked in there.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's been clean bill of confusion at this point.
Do you agree with Chris that this is an existential threat, perhaps?
I don't see yet. All we've seen is charges for tax evasion and lying to the FBI. You know, only in Washington is it an industry that people go to jail for covering up crimes they don't commit. It's a standard procedure. But combine two converging currents, the Mueller investigation looking for that obstruction of justice charge, and then Alabama, Roy Moore coming to the Senate possibly in a week. And he becomes the face of the Republican Party for the next year when we're already in danger of losing the House. It's likely we'll do that without him. Lose the House. Trump gets impeached. We're closer to impeachment now, I think, than we think.
All right, everybody. That was Alex Castellanos. And he wants to impeach the president, or I shouldn't say that. He believes that the president will be impeached. And by the way, Alex is supposedly a Republican strategist or something along those lines. But he's falling along the lines, the party line of the leftists. He's doing, that interview is either on MSNBC or CNN. And it's funny to watch people who are supposed to be on the right, when they go over there, they soft shoe stuff. They don't say, you know what, that's nonsense. They don't say things like that. Like when I was on Fox the other day, I made the comment, I was like, I'm done with you. And I said that because you're not even saying anything. This audience is getting nothing from your, you know, talking points. Say something realistic. Say something from the heart, you know, that means something to people. It was a joke. So anyway, you know, this guy, he's talking about impeachment. I would love to see what the left believes about this impeachment nonsense, because that clip is probably, what, 3 days old or so? I play these because I want you to understand the way people are thinking leading up to something. Like the left with Joy Behar. Woo, we got him. Look at what Flynn said. Woo. And then the next day going, oh, geez, I made a mistake. I didn't know. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Sorry for you. You lose. See, the as I said earlier, the left fear the success of Donald Trump. They've got to get rid of this guy before he gets too far in. I mean, he's already far in. Think about this. If Donald Trump stopped right now as president, he'd probably go down as one of the greatest presidents in history. Now, it's kind of like saying if Tiger Woods didn't play another round of golf, he'd go down as one of the best. I think he is the best golfer in history. I've had this argument with him going, Jack Nicklaus. Nicklaus didn't have a fraction of the competition of Tiger Woods at any point in his career. I mean, that's just a fact. And they talked about the amount of time Tiger Woods has been number one on the tour is double all the other players combined. The guy wins 24% of his tournaments. Almost every one in four tournaments this guy plays, he wins. Those are phenomenal numbers. I don't even want to hear about it. So if Trump were to stop as president right now, it's undoubtedly the best first year of any president, I would probably tell you, in history. And I'm not a historian. But what I can tell you is in modern history, it absolutely is. And don't you dare, leftists, because I dare you, don't you dare compare Trump's first year with Obama's first year, because you won't even be able to open your mouth. You'll be like, because you can't speak. It will ruin you. Donald Trump is a stud when it comes to what we're talking about in this economy, the foreign policy, and a host of other things. And let me tell you, as he starts to cherry pick these things that he's going after, it'll get better and better. Dinesh D'Souza tweeted recently, he said, I love that Donald Trump tackles every issue. He leaves nothing off the table. He is in every, to say that this guy is plugged in is to, I mean, he's, you ever seen one of those hillbilly sockets where they got the six plug going in the two plug, and then they got multiple plugs coming out of the other one that they have a bunch of things plugged into them? I guess as long as you don't break the circuit, you're good to go, because Trump is plugged in. I mean, I think of all that Obama tried to do was just juggle scandals. Trump juggles the things that matter to people. So here's what he was saying about federal lands.
Families and communities of Utah know and love this land the best, and you know the best how to take care of your land. You know how to protect it. And you know best how to conserve this land for many, many generations to come. Your timeless bond with the outdoors should not be replaced with the whims of regulators thousands and thousands of miles away. They don't know your land, and truly, they don't care for your land like you do. But from now on, that won't matter. I've come to Utah to take a very historic action to reverse federal overreach and restore the rights of this land to your citizens.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What? Just what a great thing to do. Give the land back to the people of the state. Barack Obama took massive amounts of land for people, federalized it. The states should be able to do what they want with that land as long as they're good stewards. And, you know, I'm not going to get into states' rights versus federal and all that. I understand you got natural resources, we got interstate this and that, we got, you know, probably systems that run from across state lines that we've got to be aware of. I get all that. But national parks and all these different things where the states would do a better job and they could use the revenue, good for them. The federal government needs to get out of the business of dealing with every single little thing, including all this special interest crap that's going on. I want to talk a little bit about the FBI, the old trusty FBI. We'll cover it more again later in the broadcast. I covered it earlier. I talked about the idea that, you know, these FBI people act as if it's such a sanctimonious organization. We have the proud heritage of the FBI. What, when J. Edgar Hoover was extorting people because he had black he had files on everybody? You know, black box. Don't look in here. I got my secrets in here. And they used it against everybody. Misinformation campaigns, you name it. We're supposed to trust the FBI. Yeah, how many things the government did when it was being run by leftists who just think of people as fodder, the people that set up death panels and stuff like that, that believe in population control. Look, I don't misunderstand. Don't misunderstand me. I don't know what the tolerance of Earth is for the number of human beings. I don't know what it is. I won't pretend. I know this. One of Obama's administrators believed there was 300 million people. And he said, we have to really manage to that if it meant death panels. I think his name was Cass Susteren or something. But he said, that's what we have to manage to. There have been many people with different numbers on it. Oh, if we get more than 6 billion, now we're at 7.5 billion. You know what? There's plenty of space on Earth. There's lots of natural resources. But what Earth will do is it will kill us off. So you could say, well, we can't be, you know, having a bunch of babies or whatever. Yeah, we can. We can have as many as we want. And then a bubonic plague-like thing will come along and it'll kill a billion of us or 2 billion. And we'll remember it and go, ooh, that was close. But I don't know what the number is. I don't even really care. I just know that the left believe they know it. And the intellectuals will kill you in an instant for no reason. And so for them to pretend that government's good, government is a conniving beast, man. It's looking for any way to get your money. It wants you as productive as you can be for as long as you can be. But the minute you start losing productivity, it's downhill. It has a threshold. Then it says you're off. Don't try to fool me. The old trusty FBI under Comey and Barack Obama. The most crooked administration in the history of the Republic. I don't even have to go back. Don't talk to me about Watergate. Don't talk to me about whatever else may have happened in the past. Yeah, you guys don't, you may not remember this. 48 years ago, yesterday, FBI and the Chicago Police Department conspired to murder a guy by the name of Fred Hampton in his apartment. Did you know this? They were afraid that he was going to create a multiracial political coalition that would challenge the Democrats who were in power. Fred Hampton was 21 years old at the time. They were afraid of unity. They were afraid of what the left themselves claim they fight for today. Unity. Ask yourself this. Do they really want unity to occur? Because that would be successful. I want you to think about a world where leftists no longer cry about their special interests and we're all unified.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.